Welcome to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, has issued a statewide stay-at-home order today to curb the spread of the coronavirus. This after schools, many office buildings, and other kinds of workplaces have already voluntarily shut down. Here's the governor making the announcement this morning.
Without aggressive additional measures, more people will get sick, more people will die, and our economy will suffer longer. Without additional aggressive measures, soon our hospitals will be overwhelmed. We currently don't even have enough beds, masks, gowns, and ventilators. But if we all do our part and simply stay home, we have a shot at helping our healthcare system meet our needs.
Zoe Clark is the co-host of the podcast It's Just Politics, and she's also program director here at Michigan Radio. And she joins us with more on the governor's announcement. Zoe, hi.
Hi, April.
Who does this cover?
Everyone. I mean, look, it is a statewide effect, but there are, you know, sort of deemed essential services, right, that are still going to go on. And there are things that you are still going to be able to go do. You can still go to the grocery store. You can still go to the pharmacy and pick up medication. You can still go put fuel into your car. But this is sort of the next layer, this stay-at-home order, as we continue as a state to grapple with the coronavirus.
When does it go into effect?
It goes into effect tonight, or I should say first thing in the morning, midnight, basically tonight. And it's going to go until at least, the governor says, April 13th.
April 13th. So that's a little bit after we've heard schools, the school's horizon. I mean, obviously that could be extended, but right now Michigan schools are closed until April 6th.
Which this then extends that until the 13th. So you've got kiddos for at least another week.
Great.
Sarcasm there.
What do you imagine was the tipping point for all this? I mean, we've seen a cascading series of disturbing events with the gradually rising number of cases. What was it that tipped the scale?
Yeah, the governor basically said as much, and she said it's the numbers, and she used these numbers. Look, there are 10 million people in Michigan. She said if you go by the number that 70% could get it, that is 7 million Michiganders. She said that could lead to 1 million people being hospitalized, and we have 25,000 acute care beds. So you do the math. And this is getting again at trying to make sure that people are not giving it to each other at the exact same time to overwhelm hospitals. And that's the concern that we're seeing nationwide.
You know, it's kind of hard to grasp whether the language of this was intended to send a message to law enforcement that they need to crack down when they see people out and about, mm-hmm. or whether it's more of a psychological tool to encourage Michiganders to take this seriously. What's your read?
I think you've said it beautifully, and I want to say yes. The two are not mutually exclusive, right? This is getting both for folks who don't quite, I think, get how serious this is. This is her saying, look, we're ramping this up. And also saying, you know, but this is what needs to happen and here's how we're going to do it. And it will be, she's saying, a misdemeanor if you try to have a party at your house. Like, this is the new norm right now in Michigan.
And as Zoe just mentioned, the number of confirmed cases in Michigan has soared above the 1,200 mark. And Governor Whitmer continues to deliver daily updates. Program Director Zoe Clark of Michigan Radio co-hosts the podcast It's Just Politics. Zoe, thank you.
Thanks so much, April. Stay safe.